Okay, thank you so much. Good morning. And today's daf is daf Pei Aleph. We were on Pei Yom Beis. Okay, let's start again with the Mishnah on Pei Yom Beis. Mismat ha'ochel. Let's say the amount of food that was set aside for the shituf was reduced, and now you don't have enough. So mosif, you can add. If you add with your own food, mezaka, you have to give over ownership to all the members of the alleyway. Ein tzorach lo'odia, you don't have to tell them, because you're not even using their food. But if you would use their food, also you wouldn't need to tell them, because since they were part of the shituf originally, they're happy to have their food go for the shituf. But if mitvos aleihem, let's say new residents move in, mosif, you can add from your own food for the new residents, and mezaka, you need to give, you need to make sure that that food is acquired on behalf of the new residents. And if you use the residents, the new residents' food, tzarech lo'odia, you have to tell them you're using their food for the shituf. Because as we've seen, the shituf only works when people are agreeable to it. If I use somebody else's food for a shituf and he doesn't know about it, he's not agreeable to it, so then it doesn't necessarily work, because maybe he'll be upset if people are using his food and then they won't be the sharing, which is the whole point. How much you earn? What are these measurements of food? But we say if the measurement went down, what are these measurements? Kama hu shiuran. So there's not shemer Reuben, if there are lots of people living in the alleyway, Muslim stay sudas the kula. The measurement of food is two meals. That works for the whole alleyway. Not shemer Atin, if there are not in a lot of residents, higro garas l'chol echad v'yechad. And you need to have less than two meals, one fig worth for each resident. And Rabbi Yosef, you said, when is this true that you need to have these amounts of food for the residents, but chilas eruv, when you're starting an eruv. Oh, but if you had an eruv, and then over time, the amounts have been reduced. Then kosher, as long as something is left, that's already enough. Because really, when we make an eruv chatzeros, why don't we just rely on the sheet of mabuos? It's just the children not forget the concept of eruv chatzeros. So therefore, if the amounts got reduced, we can rely on the little bit that is left. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah that if the amount of food went down from what you need, you can add, and you have to be mezaket to everybody else in the alleyway. And if you're using their food, and they had originally been part of the sheet, so if you don't need to even tell them when you use their food to fill in. So am I asking, what is the case here? Even min echad, if it's when you're adding food, it's the same type of food that was there originally. My area nismait. Why does it only talk about a case if the amount of food went down? Afilu kala, even if the amount of food is gone entirely, nami also, you can take their food and put it back and recreate the eruv, because since originally they were part of the shituf. Now that the food is gone, I'm sure they'd like to be part of the shituf again. You can take their food and make a new shituf. Hello, must be what's the case. The shnei minim, we're talking about two different types of food. The amount of food went down. Since it went down, you can bring a different type of food from the other neighbors. See, if that's the case, if it's two different types of food, you don't have this type of food. I feel in the nami lo, even if it only merely went down, maybe they never agreed to use this food for the eruv. They had agreed for a different food of theirs to be used for the eruv. So why should you be able to take their food and not even inform them, because they had been part of the original shituf? So the Gemara says, it's time we lived in a brisa, that there is this distinction. The brisa says, kala ochel, if the amount of food that's in the shituf is now exhausted, there's no food there at all. If you're trying now to recreate the shituf using the same type of food, you don't have to tell the original donors that you're now taking that type of food from them again to make another shituf, because they'd certainly agree. But if you want to use a different type of food, you have to get their approval. So what is our Mishnah talking about? Ask the Gemara, Yibayisim v'ne'achar, Yibayisim v'shnei minim. Our Mishnah could either be talking about we're using the same food or using different foods. Yibayisim v'ne'achar. Our Mishnah could be talking about where you're filling up with the same type of food that was originally used. And even so, the Mishnah said only when the food was reduced and not if the food was eliminated. Minus might, what does it mean that it was reduced? This matmate, it means that it was eliminated totally. And when the food was eliminated totally, since they'd already used this food originally, and they had all been part of the Eruv, the Shittuf, you can now again use this food from them without even telling them. People say Mishnei Minim, or else we can say that the Mishnah is talking about where you're trying to use a different type of food, and nevertheless, and it's not a question, if it's a different type of food, why don't you have to tell them? There's a difference. Kalosani. When the food is totally gone, you have to tell them when you're using different food. But when you just had reduced, the amount of food that they originally put aside has now been reduced, then since you have some of the original food, and so therefore even though you're using new food, you have some of the original food, and these people were part of the Eruv, you can take other food of theirs to reestablish the Shita. And the Mishnah said, Nitzvos Olein, if new residents come, most simple mezakeh, he can add food, but then he has to give the rights to the food to those new residents. And if he wants to use their food, he has to inform them. Rav Chizda is also merits. From this Mishnah, it says that if new people come in, if you take their food to add to the Shittuf, you have to inform them, you have to get their approval. That tells you, Chalukin al Chavei Rabbi Yehuda, that the other rabbis disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. That, you know, Rabbi Yehuda, as we're going to see in today's Das, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sheet of mavuos and an Erev Chatzeros is always a zchus, it's always good. You don't need to get people's approval to do what's a favor for them. What's good for them? The task is, we're going to learn the next Mishnah, we're going to learn today's Daf. I'm Rabbi Yehuda said, Met Rama Murim, when is this true? You need to get people's approval to put down an Erev for them is with a Rubei Tchumin. If I'm putting down an Erev Tchumin for somebody, so I'm giving him more space to walk in one direction, and less space in another direction. Then I need to get his approval. I'll be Ruben Chatzeros. When it comes to an Erev Chatzeros, Marvin Bein Ladas, Ben Sholadas. Then you can do it for somebody, whether he knows about it, whether he doesn't know about it, because it's always going to be a benefit. So you see that this is against this. This is against Rabbi Yehuda, because here we're saying that if you're putting down new food for the new residents, then you have to tell them, because maybe they don't agree. So you see that not everybody always agrees to get an Erev Chatzeros. This is Chif the Chalukin. Of course, people disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. So my answer is not the same. What I'm about to say, Ani Mili B'chassi Shevein Shnei Mevuos. When the people disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, when you have a courtyard between two alleyways, and the question is, can I include the people of this courtyard in an Eruv that'll go to one alleyway, which will come at a cost from another alleyway? But if the courtyard, right, their houses just to one courtyard, and this courtyard only opens up to one alleyway, Emelo, then maybe everybody disagrees. That's what Kamash wants from this Mishnah, that even in the case of just one courtyard and one alleyway, there are those who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. And when the new residents come in and we're going to use their food to make them part of an Erev Chatzeros, we need to get their approval. Next Mishnah. Kamu Shiuro, how much is the amount of food that you need for a Shita Mavuos? Two meals. And if there's a small amount of people, then even less than one Grogeres per person. Kamu Merubim, what's the definition of a lot of people? I'm Rabbi Yudam Rishmol, Shmon Esri Bnei Adam, 18 people. Shmon Esri Vesula, so 18 and no more than 18. Shmon Esri Vesula, from 18 and on, that is a small amount of people. I mean, that's a large amount of people. So why is that the number 18? Why is that the definition of a large group of people? Then all you need for them is just two meals. I'm Rabbi Yudam Rishmol, Shmon Esri Bnei Adam, 18 and no more. I heard the explanation from my father, Rabbi Yehuda. So, if you have enough people that were you to divide up two meals, each person wouldn't get a grogeres. That's when you'd say that you only need two meals. If when you divide up the two meals, each person gets a grogeres or more, then mu'atinenu, that is a small amount of people. So what we're learning here is shtei sudos, savya, and shmona esrei grogeres. The definition of two meals is 18 figs worth of food. That's two meals. So if you have 18 people, so then you have to give two meals. If you have 20 people, also just two meals. 500 people, also only two meals. But if you have only 15 people, were you to divide up two meals, each person would actually get more than a grogeres. Then you don't have to do two meals, then you can do just a grogeres for each person. All right, now let's start today's daf, the bottom of Peyam Adbeiz. Says the Mishnah, Bakol Ma'arvin, you can use all sorts of foods for an Eruv Chatzeros. The Mishtatfin, you can use all sorts of foods for the Shita Mavuos. So combine all the residents into one domain and therefore allow them to carry from courtyard to alleyway. You can't use water and salt. If water and salt is not something that fills a person, so therefore the water and salt can't be the food that would pull people to a certain direction. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says you can't use bakol ma'arvin. You can only use kikar u'le'eru. You can only use a loaf of bread. And afilu ma'afesav u'prusa e'marvinba. And even a loaf of bread, and even if it's a big loaf, you use the whole sah to make this loaf. If the loaf is cut up, you can't use it for the Eruv. You have to use an entire loaf. But a kikar ki isar v'ushalim, if you have a loaf which is as small as an Italian coin, an isar, the arvin bo, you could use it for the Eruv or the shita of mevu'ahs. Yeah, question, is it? Right. So Izzy asks, so what about when you have a neighbor who doesn't want to be nice? He doesn't want to contribute to the Eruv Chatzeros. So now we're all going to be stuck. So we saw yesterday there's the option of talking to his wife. We can work with his wife. If she'll give for us to the Eruv Chatzeros, that'll be fine. But but otherwise, if she's on board with him, then we may be in trouble. We may be in trouble, that's true. All right, says the Gemara, Tzmina Chada Zimna. Didn't we already learn this Mishnah already once? That Bakol Ma'arvin U'Mishtakvin, you can use all sorts of things for an Eruv Chatzeros or for a Shita Mevuos. The only foods you can't use are water and salt. So Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Ma'afukim Midiv Yeshua. Amar Kika Yemidiyach Minilo, Kamash Malan Bakol. Maybe our Mishnah is needed to disprove Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says it has to be a whole loaf of bread, nothing else. That's what our Mishnah is saying. You can use everything. So our Mishnah, according to this version, is saying you can use all sorts of things, all sorts of foods, wine, oil, figs. Just can't use water and salt. And unlike Rabbi Yeshua, it says only bread. Esri Abaya challenged this interpretation. We learned in a brisa, Bakol Ma'arvin Eruv Chatzeros. We can use everything for an Eruv Chatzeros. Bakol Mishtatfin Shetuv Mevuos. We can use everything for a Shita Mevuos. Lo Amr La Arv B'Pas, Lo B'Chatz B'Levad. But when do you have to only use bread? That's for an Eruv Chatzeros. Matzah is also bread. Okay, that works too. That's also pas. That would work. Right, you have to do a new one. Good. Mad Shavatle, Damar Pasim, Yachinilo. Now, who's the one who says that for an Eruv Chatzeros it has to be bread? Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua. The Katani, then in the beginning of this verse it says, Bakol Ma'arvin Eruv Chatzeros. You can use everything for an Eruv Chatzeros. So, what does he mean when he says Bakol Ma'arvin? So, what does he mean? He must mean all sorts of different types of bread. You could use all sorts of different types of bread. So if that's what he meant in the Braisa, the Mishnah also could mean that. The Mishnah could mean, Bakol Ma'arvin, you can use all sorts of different types of bread. So in what way then is the Tanakhama disagreeing with Rabbi Yeshua? How is Rabbi Elazar disagreeing with Rabbi Yeshua? Allah Amar Rabbi Barbarchana. Rabbi Barbarchana said, if you want to say that, you can still say that Rabbi Elazar is against Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shlema, in Prusa, lo. Mashalan, bakol, bakol. You can say that Rabbi Yeshua says you have to use bread, and it has to be a whole loaf of bread. And I'm kind of saying, Bakol Ma'arvin, you can use all types of bread, even a piece of bread. Okay. But that completes that. Uprusa my time alone. Why would Rabbi Yeshua hold, why does he hold that you can't use a cut piece of bread? The whole point of an Eruv is that all the different houses are considered one big house. And everybody's all united. We don't want to have an Eruv where there's a lot of friction. People are fighting. No shalom bayit. No shalom neighborhood. No shalom mavui. Then we lost the whole point of Eruv. The whole point of Eruv is to mix them together. So if we would allow for some people to contribute a piece and other people to contribute whole loaves, inevitably there will be friction. The people who give the entire loaves are going to be angry. Why do we give a whole loaf and those guys only gave a piece? It's not fair. They're not giving their fair amount. They're not contributing. They're going to have machlokas. So because of animosity, that's what they said. No pieces, only whole loaves. I'm like Rav Acha, read the Revel of Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said to Rav Ashi, but if the whole issue of why you don't want pieces is because of friction, what happens if everybody gives a piece? Then there's no friction. Even then there could be friction. Maybe now they all agree to give pieces. But then it will be better economic times, and this one's going to give a whole loaf, and you'll be upset that that guy's not giving a whole loaf. Therefore, we don't want to have people giving pieces to create the Erev Chatzeres. All right, so now we've established a new idea. According to Yeshua, you cannot give a piece for the Erev Chatzeres. It has to be a whole loaf. What happens if you have a whole loaf? But then you realize, oh my gosh, Nebuch, we didn't take away challah. We didn't separate challah from this loaf. So now the loaf's not kosher. So now you take a little piece off and you give it to the Kohen to make it kosher. So is this now considered a broken piece, the loaf that's left? Or is it considered a whole loaf, just the piece was taken off for the challah? If it was taken out, it was just a little bit of challah. Or let's say some truma mixed into the mixture. So now you have to take out 1/100 to get the truma away to give it to the Kohen. So when you take away small amounts from a loaf, the Arvin Loba. So then that loaf, we took a little bit away from it, that's still considered a whole loaf, and you can use it for the Eruv. That's the Gemara. So by the time we didn't learn a Braisa against Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, Braisa says, Kadei Dimua, Arvin Loba. If what was taken out was a tiny amount, just 1/100, because there was Dimua, there was Truma mixed into this mixture, then it's still a whole loaf. You can use it for the Eruv. Kadei Chalasa, but if you took out a big amount, the amount of Chala is normally 1/24th, that's much more than 1/100th. So then you can't use it. That's already a big piece taken out. Then ain't Marvin Loba. You can't use it for the Eruv Chatzeres. The Gemara says, well, it depends really what amount of challah. Lo kasha. Haba chalas nachtum, haba chalas balabayis. There are different amounts of dough that are taken out and given to the Kohen. There's one amount for a house owner, and there's another amount that's taken out by a baker. So for a baker, the proportion is less. If not, as we went to the Mishnah, shir challah, what's the amount that are of dough or of bread that are given to the Kohen as challah? It's 1/24th of the dough. That's also isal atzma. That's if you're making the dough for yourself, or isal mishtab no, you're making dough for a party, for the wedding of your son. It's echad me'asim v'arba. Then you take that 1/24th. But nachtam, when you have a bakery, and a baker, shu'os limkar bashuk, he's making many, many, many doughs. He's making loaves to sell them. V'chene isha shasta limkar bashuk, or a woman who makes many things in order to sell them. So then, echad me'arba mishmona. Then if she makes many loaves to sell them, she's a baker, she only has to take away 1 out of 48. So then we said if you took away some challah, the loaf is still considered complete and you can use it for the Erev Chatzeros. That's when you took out 1/48th of the challah. As you was a baker taking out challah. And we said you shouldn't use the loaf that you took out challah from it because it's now not a whole loaf. That's when you took out 1/24th. Yeah. So now another question. What happens if you have a loaf, it was broken into two, but now reconnected with a straw? Is that considered a whole loaf that you could use it for a Eruv Chatzeros? So that's still considered only a partial loaf, and we don't want you to use it because it's going to create animosity and fights. Amar Rav Chizkiya said, Tafra Bakisim, if you sew the two pieces of a loaf together with a twig, Arvan lo ba, it's considered a whole loaf again. You can use it for the Erev Chatzeros. Arva tana b'dimun in a brisa, aim arvan lo ba, you can't use it if it had, it was broken into two and put together with a straw. That's more lo kash, it's not a contradiction. How do you do it for the law? You do it for the question is, do you see this twig connecting the two pieces? If it's broken and you see the twig connecting the two pieces, then it looks broken. That you can't use. But if you don't see the twig, because the two pieces seem quite connected, then you can use it. I'm Reb Zera, Amar Shmuel. Reb Zera is the name of Shmuel. A big chiddush. When we say that you have to use bread for the Erev Chatzeros, it doesn't have to be bread of grain. Even Pas Orez, you can use bread of rice flour. Pas Dochen, bread of millet flour. Amar Mar Ukra Mukra said, what's that?
Gluten-free.
I heard it from my master Shmuel. Did it a little bit differently, but Passover is Marvin. If you use bread made out of rice, that you can use for the Erev Chatzeros. That you can contribute to be part of the Erev Chatzeros. Pas Dochen, but if you put into the basket of the Erev Chatzeros, it was bread of millet, Ema Arvin, that doesn't work. Amrav Kiyah Bar Avinu Amar Rav. Rav went even further than Shmuel. Shmuel allowed rice bread. Rav allowed Ma'avim Pas Adashim. Rav allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros with bread made of lentils. Really? That's a bread, and it's a filling bread, and because it's a filling bread, you can, that would, you know, move all the residents into the place that has that filling bread. That's where they're considered living. Does that make any sense? Amy, is that so? Lentil bread is inedible. It's inedible. Even the dogs don't eat it. There was that case in the years of Shmuel. He had this lentil bread, Veshadya Lekalbe. He threw it to his own dog. So you see that Shmuel owned a dog. It's an interesting thing, right? You see Shmuel had a dog. And Shmuel's dog wouldn't eat the lentil bread. So even dogs don't eat lentil bread. So how can you say that the lentil bread is proper bread and you could make an Eruv Chatzeros by contributing lentil bread? Says the Gemara, Hidush Armina Mavari. That wasn't pure lentil bread. It was lentil bread with all other things. When you have lentil bread with lots of other things, that's not edible. Dichsiv, as we find in the Navi Yecheskel, that God tells him there will be a famine, you won't be able to eat normal bread. You'll be so desperate for food, you'll even eat the things that normally aren't edible. What's the example of something not edible? Atakachlucha, you take for yourself. Chitim u'seorim, wheat and barley, upol and peas. Ve'adashen, and lentils. Ve'dochen, and millet. Ve'kusmin, and spelt. And you're going to bake it with, as we'll see, you know, very miserable coals. And you're going to be so starved, you're going to eat that little by little. It'll be like the treasure. Papa said that case in Yecheskel, why it wasn't edible, was ahit sluya b'tzoas adam havoy. That was bread that was baked. And they didn't have coals of wood; they had coals made out of human excrements. So, but it's not approved that a mix of lots of different stuff is what makes something inedible. All right, going back to that pasuk in Yecheskel, once you mentioned it. Hi, what does it mean there where it says V'ugas Saorim Tochlena Amrav Chizda L'Shiurim? Because it means that even though it's so miserable, it's all these different things mixed in together and it's cooked in human excrement. Nevertheless, because there's so little food, they're going to eat it like little by little. Oh, just a little bit of this. Tomorrow you have to save. Save for tomorrow. Rav Papa said what it means is Arevasa Kariva Saorim V'lo Kariva Schitim. Not only was it a horrible mixture, and it was cooked with horrible fuel, but it wasn't even nicely laid out. You know, when you make a bread of wheat, so you lay it out nicely, you braid it, it's a nice loaf. This was like a bread of barley. It wasn't even laid out nicely at all. I would think so. Izzy says, when you have food, it's inedible, it should be mukta. I think so. That would make sense. Okay, next Mishnah. Let's say you have in an alleyway a store. In that store, the guy who lives in the house, he has a store in his house, he sells wine. So presumably he's going to be the guy who's going to set up the Sheet of Mavuos for the whole alleyway, because he's got the wine. And he's going to do what we learned in the Mishnah. He's going to take this barrel, he's going to put it down, he's then going to have his son, who's over 13, come and pick up the barrel and say, okay, I'm getting a share for myself. Am I getting a share for myself? I'm getting a share for each member of the alleyway. So let's say there's a guy in the alleyway. He wants to be part of the shituf. No sin adama l'chen v'ni. That man in the alleyway wants to be part of the shituf. He can give a coin to the store owner who sells the wine, or the nachtum, or he can give the coin to the baker who sells the loaves. So that when everybody else in the neighborhood is going to come to pick up wine or pick up the bread and then put it back down to be part of the Erev and Shituf, this guy's going to say, oh, okay, part of this bread is going to that Jew who gave me the coin. That's the view of Rebbe Elazar. It doesn't work. Money doesn't acquire unless you pick something up. This neighbor just gave money. He didn't acquire with money. And even if the seller is going to say, okay, so the money didn't make it his, I'm just going to give it to him for free, it doesn't work. Because since he was trying to use money, and the money didn't work, he's showing he doesn't want anything else. He didn't do a kinyan. He just gave money. He didn't do a kinyan. However, but the Chacham would agree to Rebbe Elazar that a neighbor can become part of the Sheet of Nevuos by giving money. That if the neighbor gave money, not to the store owner, not to the baker, he gave money to another neighbor, and said, okay, with this money, you know, get me a share of the wine or of the bread that's going to be the shituf. And zachlo ma'osav. Because if he's giving money to a neighbor, that neighbor doesn't sell wine. He's not trying to use the money to acquire wine. What's he doing with the money? With the money, he's showing, you are my shaliach. You're my shaliach to make sure I'm part of the Eruv. So then it means he's happy to get a gift. And by getting a gift, he'd be part of the Eruv. So, fine. So when the neighbor goes and he'll pick up some of the wine that's going to be gifted to him, he'll also pick it up on behalf of the man who gave him a coin. And that would work. But if a man had given, again, if a man had given a coin to the wine seller and said, with this coin, I want to acquire some wine, it doesn't work. And now the wine seller says, okay, so he didn't acquire wine because he didn't pick up wine. But I'll just gift him wine. And I'll make him part of the Eruv. But you can't do. You can't make a person a part of an Eruv unless he agrees to be a part of an Eruv. This man wanted to be a part of an Eruv through coins. He didn't want to be a part of an Eruv through a gift. So he's not going to be considered part of the Eruv. Some of you, the Rita, said, no. But when do we say that you can only make an Eruv when a person agrees? That's Beirubei Tchumen. That's when you're wanting to make an Eruv Tchumen for somebody. You put down his come somewhere to move him in a certain direction, he has to agree to go to that direction. When it comes to an Erev Chatzeros, you can make an Erev for him whether he wants to or not, even if he doesn't know. You can always do a person a favor without him being informed of it. You can't harm a person without him agreeing to that act that might cause him some harm. Ask the Gemara. My time to Rebbe Elazar. What is the reasoning of Rebbe Elazar, who said that he disagreed with the Tanakhama? Right? Rebbe Elazar says, Rebbe Elazar had said, in the beginning, no sin adam maos lachen v'ni ulenachtam kadesh yisku lo eruv. You could give money to the wine seller, to the baker, to have a share in the Eruv. Ask the Gemara, why don't you have the point of the Chacham, Malo Mashach, but the man didn't pick up the wine. He just gave money. And we have a rule, Maos Einon Konos, that money payment does not acquire movables. You have to pick up the movables. So ask the Gemara, there is a law that there are four times a year, four Erev Yom Tovs. Rashi points out, it's Erev Yom Tov of Pesach, Erev Yom Tov of Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. There are four times Erev Yom Tov where a person who gives money already acquires the object. So, without picking up the object, just paying money for it. Since we want to encourage people to be able to be part of the Erev Chatzeros, so Reb Elazar says when you give money to have a share of the wine or to have a share of the bread, it was made like the four times a year when money acquires. It's not as good in the Mishnah. Arba Prakim Elu, these four times, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mashchitin is a tabach bal korcho. If a guy had given money for, let's say, one dinar worth of meat out of a cow, and the cow really has 1,000 dinars worth of meat, we forced the shochet to slaughter. Afilu shor shava 1,000 dinar, and lokeach la dinar echad. Kofanoso lishchot, he forced the shochet to slaughter. And lefichach, once he had paid money on these Erev Yom Tovs, him mace, if the ox died, mace lokeach, he loses out his money because he already acquired the ox. So we asked on that Mishnah. Mace lokeach, why did the buyer lose his dinar? Hello, Mashach, but he didn't lift the ox. Amr Biyun, Arvuna said, Bishamashach, we're talking about where he did lift the ox, he pulled the ox. If that's the case, they must say, if we read the end of that Mishnah in Chulin, B'sharim Hashanah, the rest of the year, ain't no king. The ox dies, the seller loses, not the buyer. I understand, if we're talking about a case of Mashach, the buyer already pulled the ox, so the buyer should be the one who loses if the ox dies. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, the Mishalom Mashach. No, the case of the Mishnah is where the buyer did not pull the ox. What's the case about these Erev Yom Tovs? Where the seller told somebody else to pick up the ox on behalf of the buyer. So my brother fucking ate them these four times. This chesula, where it's absolutely a benefit to have meat. The other guy who picked up the ox for the buyer, it worked, and the buyer now owns it. But b'shayim osashana, the rest of the year, the chobulo, it's not always so good to own an ox, because when you own the ox, you now need to give the money for it. They can only do it when he's there, and he wasn't there. However, Rav Elam, Rav Yochanan said another answer. That's what we're interested in. These four times of the year, the Chachamim say we go back to the biblical law. The biblical law is that ma'os konos, that money alone does acquire. You don't need to lift up an item to acquire it. Without Mashicha, without pulling an item, without Akbah, without lifting an item, you acquire it just because you paid money for it. That's the biblical law. And since it's Erev Yom Tov, when we want to encourage, people to have the meat, then we say that just giving the money already acquires. Rabbi Yochanan said, Dvar Torah, Mos Konos, Yilim Ido Raisa, giving money alone would already acquire. So why did our sages say that you need to pull an item to acquire it? It's a decree. Somebody will pay money, and then he'll say, "Oh, your what you paid for is gone," and he won't have to pay it because it already belonged to that guy. He said it got burned. So that's what they said. No, yep, it only is going to belong to that guy once he actually takes possession of it. It's only Dinder Rabbanan that you only own something once you take possession of it. So since it's only a Dinder Rabbanan, they suspended their Dinim Rabbanan and Erev Pesach and Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Shavuos and Erev Shmini Atzeres. That's the view of Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar says, since it's only a Dinder Rabbanan, that money you shouldn't acquire. You need to do a Maisa Kinyan, you need to do a Mashicha to acquire. That's why to enable somebody to be part of an Erev Chatzeros. Again, they suspended this Dinder Rabbanan and they allowed him to acquire just by giving money. Now, the Mishnah says, Modim b'sharkal adam, Chachamim would agree to Rebbe Elazar that by giving money, it would work if you didn't give the money to the salesman, you gave the money to another courtyard neighbor. Non-sharkal adam, what does it mean, other people? Amarav, balabayas, any irregular guy. Lachena mashmuel, balabayas. Shmuel said, lo shon, when we see in the Mishnah when you give money for the bread, that doesn't make you part of the Eruv. Ela nachtum, when you gave money to a baker. Ava balabayas, but if you gave money to another guy in the neighborhood, kohenet does acquire. Rav Shmuel explained, Oshanu Ela Maos. This law that we had in the Mishnah, when you give money to the baker, since that doesn't acquire a share, therefore you're left out of the Eruv. That's only because money doesn't acquire, that's only when you gave money of a kli. But if you gave a utensil to the baker, so you're not trying to acquire with money, you're trying to acquire with chalipin, konet does work. Amar Shmuel and Shmuel said, Lo Shanu Eldamar Zacheli. Even with the baker, it's only a problem if you said, here's the money, and with the money I have a share in the bread. Aval Amar Arevli, but if you said, here's money, and make me part of the Eruv. Shliach Shavye, that means you want to be part of the Eruv, and he's your shliach to get you into the Eruv. Kani, and therefore, whenever he makes other people part of the Eruv, he's going to make the guy who gave the money also part of the Eruv, and that guy is saying, I want to be part of the Eruv, even if it's not through money, and that would work. Amar Rav Yehuda Rita said, Rav Amar Murei, when is this true? They need somebody's approval for an Eruv, that's an Eruv Eitzchumen, but an Eruv Echatzeres, you can do it even without their approval. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Allah, give Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Amar Shmuel, Allah, give Yehuda. Lord, not only that, wherever you have Rabbi Yehuda saying something in Hilchos Erev and Halachos like him, I'm going to have to tell Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, if you have the cross of Elchayim, is Halach like Rabbi Yehuda, even when he says that if you take away the crossbeam on Shabbos, the alleyway is still permitted? I'm going to say, no, Be'erev and Amarati Lecha. In the laws of Erev and Halachos like Rabbi Yehuda, lo b'mechitzos, not in the laws of walls. If you're saying halacha here is like Rabbi Yehuda, the cloud of pliga, does that mean that there are those who argue? Didn't Rabbi Yishuv Malevi say, come up with Rabbi Yehuda, a masa by Mem Mishnah Seinu, in El Farshi Bechacham? When Rabbi Yehuda says, a masa, or by Medvar Mamurim, he's just explaining, he's not arguing. So Gemara says, below pliga, do you think that there's not an argument? Why not? It's not. We learned in the Mishnah. It was for Aleim, if new people move in, Mosif, then you can add food for these new people who moved in. Umazaki, you have to give them a share in the food. And if you're using their food, Tzarech Lodia, you have to tell them. So as we just saw, if you have to tell them, that means it's not necessarily a schus. So if it's not necessarily a schus, that's against Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that all Eruv B'chatzeros is a schus for a person. It's always a good person. It's always good for him. And the Gemara, no, Haslam B'chatzeros Shemein Shnei Mavuos. Maybe that was talking about a courtyard between two alleyways. So there it's not necessarily a schus to include him in the Eruv. You have to make sure he agrees to it, because by putting him into one alleyway, you're denying him in the other alleyway, sort of like Eruv Yitzchumen, where you put him on one side, causes him to lose out on the other side. Okay, Ad Kan, Daf Pe Aleph. We're going to continue Be'ezat Hashem tomorrow.